Elizabeth Rapp, ex-writer.
I'm Stephanie Mitchell. I'm a producer, director, writer, and actor.
How many people have heard of the Bechdel test?
Everybody.
Yes. Oh, we are just going to do a quick recap. So this is actually from 1985. Stephanie, take over.
What is the test? Well, it has three elements to it. The first is that the movie has to have at least two women in it. That those two women have to be able to communicate and talk with one another. And then what they're talking about has to be something other than men. So that's kind of really what that test was set up for. And it's really surprising about how many films actually fail just that simple little test. In 2014, there was a study that was done by Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media. And they looked at 120 different films that had been made worldwide. And out of those, only 31% of those had named female characters in it. So huge problem and a difference there. It's gotten a little bit better since then.
And sadly, Vocative looked at box office receipts. And actually, movies that pass the Bechdel test on average make $4.22 billion. Those that fail make 2.6. So the movies do better, and then you have this incredibly low bar to start out with, where you have two women with names that actually talk to each other, and less than half of movies actually even do just that. So next up, we're going to talk about so far the top 10 movies of 2017. And then you can actually, when you fall down the rabbit hole of the Bechdel test, Bechdeltest.com, we've all had fun looking at that site. You can go and you can log in and rate a movie yourself and read what other people say. So far, the top 10 grossing movies of 2017. Beauty and the Beast, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Wonder Woman, Logan, Fate of the Furious, Lego Batman, Boss Baby, Kong, whatever it's called, the Island of Horrors, and Pirates of the Caribbean 87, Jack Sparrow continues. So of those, how many do you think, like, do a clear pass, no dubious? So if you say one, raise your hand. Two, three, four, five. Okay, good job. Really, only two. We'll talk about dubious ones in a few. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, because you have actually more than once. You have a few named characters, and they talk about stuff like the end of the universe. And then Wonder Woman,